If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're on the phone with Jules, who's worried she may have come across looking a little high maintenance because she asked to move locations about 6 times throughout the night. And no matter where they went, she always found something wrong about each place.
She's like the Goldilocks of bars.
Yeah.
She you is. Know? Oh.
Whether it was the temperature or the lighting or the outfit of the wait staff, no place was good enough for Jules. It's interesting, though, as picky as she was about the bar, she was surprisingly low maintenance about the actual guy.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because she told us he was only the 4th best looking man at the bar. And I would imagine a truly high maintenance woman would only be willing to date number 1 or number 2.
That's true.
So, Jules, you're actually looking pretty chill right now.
You're looking like
and
a charity
she
worker.
Called us.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think that brings her back up to high maintenance.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's not looking too bad for you, Jules.
I mean, you guys make me sound so terrible, so I feel like it is looking bad.
Was any of what I said not an accurate recap?
I mean, with a spin. It's accurate with a spin.
Oh, okay, even my recap wasn't good enough.
I know.
Okay, no, you're low maintenance.
Well, she wasn't, like, out looking for things to happen, but things were happening to her. I'll give her that. Like, oh, it's cold.
I don't know.
Expect it to be so cold.
I think you would have to, like, by the third place, you just have to kind of suck it up and realize that that's where you're at. But that's okay. I mean, that's in the past, Jules. The only concern I have is, I mean, have you tried to reach out to him, or are you just jumping straight to us for help?
I texted him after I didn't get that, like, next day follow-up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And still nothing. So now I'm kind of like, something is weird.
Okay. So you just want us to relay to him that you're not high maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let him know, like, I'm a cool person, you know? I'm not terrible.
All right. But let's give this a shot. We're going to call Eric for you, and we're going to try and get you your second date update. You ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Here we go. I'm down the number right now.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Eric.
Who is this?
Well, is this Eric? I asked you first.
Jeffrey.
I was gonna hang up, dude.
Okay. Yes, this is Eric.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Thank you for answering. So now you got to tell him who you are.
All right. No, don't hang up, please. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh... Okay.
We're doing a segment on our show called A Second Date Update, and we'd like you to be a part of it. Are you familiar with the second date updates?
Not really. Did I, like, win something, or...
A lot of people think
I know. A lot of people ask us that. I never really know how to answer.
I know. Apparently, radio stations are, like, famous for only one thing, and that's giving away free stuff.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we give away free stuff sometimes.
It's true.
It's possible you may have won something, but first, let me just tell you how this works, okay? So you recently went out on a date with a woman, and afterwards, you're not really getting back in touch with her. So she's emailed us to get a hold of you to try and figure out the reason why.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And her name is Jules. You remember Jules?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, she told us about the night that you guys spent together, and, I mean, it sounded pretty fun for the most part. She's just wondering how you thought of it. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a pretty good time. You know, she was nice to be around. I mean, I don't know if she told you, but we ended up, like, going to 5 or 6 different bars in one night. And I thought the first place was fine. It's actually my favorite bar that's in town. And then we got to a bar where, like, she was dressed like the people that were working there.
She told us about that she had the same outfit on as the waitress.
Yeah, and we were able to laugh about that. We had fun.
Oh, so you were totally fine.
Okay. Okay. Well, if that's the case, if you think that she was cool and you had a good time with her, then why aren't you actively pursuing her?
Because I don't.
She's mentioned that she's reached out to you a couple times since your date and hasn't gotten a response back.
Well, I mean, she was really pretty, but it was just kind of weird for me. Do you guys know Katherine Hagel?
Yes.
Katherine Hagel?
Yeah, the blonde that was in Grey's Anatomy forever, and then she's done a ton of different rom-coms.
Yeah.
And then she got canceled for a while, but now she's trying to make a comeback or something.
Okay.
Yeah, what about her?
So the whole time we're sitting in this bar, something in the back of my head was going, you look like somebody. Who is it? And then once we left, I realized she looks just like Katherine Heigl.
Oh, really?
Okay, wait, okay. Why is this important?
So I'm a real movie buff. I love to watch movies. And so, like, when I realized that that's who she looked like, I just could not stop thinking of all the bad movies Katherine Heigl has been in.
You just couldn't.
I couldn't get past it.
Well, it's funny because Katherine Heigl is like known for being high maintenance, I think, too. Like,
that was
kind of like the big story.
She was like
about
blacklisted
her.
In Hollywood for a while.
Totally. I looked her up, though, and I see her whole movie list here, and I only recognize like two of them.
And I bet both of them are horrible.
But you're not on a date with Katherine Heigl. You're on a date with Jules.
Yeah. Like, didn't you have fun with Jules?
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, I had fun, but I couldn't get that out of my head. And then, plus, when we did have to hop from bar to bar to bar to bar, like, it just made her seem a little bit more Heigl-y.
Heigl-y. Oh. Is that a verb? Or no, that's an adjective.
Yeah.
Heigl-y.
You don't want
Katherine
to be Heigl-y.
Heigl-y.
Yeah, meaning like one that behaves in a Heigl-esque manner.
Yes.
Okay.
Behaves in a Heigl-esque manner.
Okay, excuse me, but I've heard enough. I need to jump in here. That is the most ridiculous excuse for ghosting I have ever heard.
Okay, hold on.
I'm going to kind of back her on that
one. Wait, Jules, you jumped in before you were supposed to. A very Heigl move of you.
Oh, come on, Jeffrey. Okay. Don't
pile. To be honest, I don't even I don't even want to see you again.
Okay, well, hold on.
Here she goes again.
Let's stop this. First thing is I need to let Eric know that is Jules on the other line. She's been listening this entire time, and she wants to talk to you. Yeah, she was supposed to wait until we call her in. That's how the rules of this normally work, Jules.
I mean, look, the rules are moot at this point.
Well, I'm just saying, you don't want to get blacklisted from our second date.
Okay, stop it, Jeffrey. Hey, I think that first you should take it as a compliment. Just because he doesn't like Katherine Heigl's movies, or Heigl's movies, she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she's
she really is.
I don't want to make you seem like I thought you were ugly, because you're not. You're really pretty.
On the outside.
Oh. Yeah. You know what? It's fine. I thank you for saying I'm really pretty. I think you're really pathetic, and I'm just over this.
Oh, no.
Jules, don't be upset. Honestly, it's one of the better reasons why someone has not called someone else back on this show. I mean, it doesn't really have anything to do with you.
Yeah, it's
her acting, and she's annoying.
And it's his opinion about her movies. Like, you are totally out of it. Well, I mean, except for the high maintenance part, but...
I mean, you probably agree with us, Jules, right? We all hate 27 Dresses.
No, I love that movie.
No, you do not.
No.
Nobody loved that movie.
But I'm really glad, though, honestly. Like, I'm glad I have this clarity because, like, no offense, Eric, but, like, this was not worth a call. Like, this is... You just seem so weird to me. Like, I'm over it.
No,
but
Jules.
I wish you well. Good luck.
Okay,
I hope you can meet someone that looks like Emma Stone or something. I don't know.
She does make some pretty fun movies.
Yeah, she's good.
I really like Emma Stone. I mean, La La Land, Super Bad.
Okay, shut up about Emma Stone.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you brought her up.
Yeah, I didn't think you guys would go like gaga over her.
Okay. I don't know. It's just her body.
That's another one, too.
Oh, that's
all
a really
right,
good
all
one.
All of you, she's amazing. Stop.
Man, no, the Amazing Spider-Man.
I think it just sounds like, you know, maybe your guys' chemistry isn't quite right.
I guess it really is the chemistry thing, but
no,
I really...
No, it's not the chemistry thing. It's for sure that you're really weird.
Okay.
All right. I mean, I was trying to be nice, but if you want to go out like a D-lister, there's nothing I can do about that.
I just don't think Katherine Heigl's a D-lister. I mean, she has a brand new show on Netflix. She's clearly doing very well. You might be intimidated by strong women.
Yeah, no one's seen that show.
No, it's supposed to be really good. I heard.
Yeah, have you ever watched it?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, one of the 100,000 shows on Netflix.
She's trying.
Well, normally this is the part where I would ask if you guys would like to go out on a date again.
Ask. Maybe something. nothing happened in the last 5 seconds.
No. Well, no.
Maybe you can go watch a Katherine Heigl movie together.
Oh. You can bond over this.
Thought we were going to have a plot twist at the end, but apparently it didn't work out.
Yeah, Eric, sorry.
Hey, well, what can you expect from, the fourth most attractive guy in the room?
Oh!